Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Officers and detectives from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1300 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka on Tuesday and first contacted and then arrested 50-year-old Kristen Perkett. A search of the residence turned up an ounce of methamphetamine and evidence of drug sales activity. Perkett was booked on possession and possession for sale charges. The Eureka Police Department has identified the driver who fled the scene of a hit-and-run collision on June 30th at Wabash and Broadway in Eureka. That driver, 43-year-old Eureka resident Rachel Huntley, was traveling westbound on Wabash when she made a left turn in front of a motorcycle being driven by 72-year-old Eureka resident Daryl Tintzman. Tintzman collided with the vehicle, sustained injuries, and was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. On Sunday, the EPD received a call from a friend of Huntley's who said that she had confessed to the crime. Officers contacted Huntley at a residence in the 2500 block of C Street, where she confessed to police and was arrested. She was booked into county jail, where she was later released on her own recognizance. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman announced on Tuesday that the first bill he introduced to Congress has passed. Huffman's bill, the Coastal National Monument Expansion Act, will add more than 1,200 acres to the Point Arena-Storneta Public Lands Trust, which protects both offshore and onshore property. The bill adds 10 miles to the California Coastal Trail, including parts of the Garcia River, and protects steelhead and salmon habitats. Huffman is one of only five congressional freshmen to get a bill passed in the 113th Congress. Sheriff's deputies have arrested two out-of-state burglars. Stephen Walker has more.
A sheriff's deputy responded to a report of a male and female suspect breaking into cars in the 100 block of Stafford Road in Stafford on Monday. The deputy located 18-year-old Washington resident Melena Luby with a purse full of items and a stolen Chevy Yukon. Inside the purse, the deputy found a laptop computer stolen from Wilsonville, Oregon. Later that day, sheriff's deputies located the other suspect, 22-year-old Oregon resident Cameron Wynn, who was carrying two backpacks. A search of the backpacks turned up burglary tools, a small bag of meth, and several stolen credit cards. Wynn was arrested and booked into jail, while Luby was arrested and released on her own recognizance. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thank you, Stephen. And a reminder that county officials will hold the first of three public meetings to garner public input as work continues on the county housing element. The first meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Prosperity Center on East Street in Eureka. Officials will discuss any proposed changes to the housing element and are asking for public input on how best to address housing needs in the county. Meetings on August 14th and 28th are also being planned. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors met on Monday to discuss the general plan update. Chapter 4 of the GPU regards land use and forest resources, and that has garnered the most attention. It deals with the cost of developing infrastructure on Humboldt County land. One aspect of land use policy is the use of developer fees. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explained that it is expensive to develop in the county, and while developer fees sound like a tidy solution, they come with limitations.
You know, what the developer fee would do is on per house, you know, say that it was $10,000 per house. Well, all that money would go into a pot and it would fund infrastructure. And everybody's, you know, oh, of course we want infrastructure. Well, you cannot use that money to fund salaries, only the infrastructure.
Sundberg went on to say that roads proved to be the toughest challenge.
We need to figure out how to handle roads because that is a real issue. And the more you build, the more, you know, it's not just the road that you're living on. It's all the feeder roads coming in. And so we directed Public Works to go and do a study on what a developer fee for that, separately from the general plan, would look like.
With the exception of roads, the supervisors chose to maintain developer fees at the same rate. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.